As Hurricane Dorian churned toward Florida's coast, officials at the hospital chain HCA were wringing their hands, pulling all-nighters in a command center at the company's Nashville headquarters. As the dominant hospital operator in Florida, HCA now preps for storms like it's the apocalypse. Blake Farmer reports from Nashville.
The for-profit hospital chain is exposed every time a hurricane hits.
All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
And when one is headed HCA's way, Jake Marshall and two dozen executives gather around a massive conference table. Radar images surround them in this basement bunker. They're quiet, except for fingers flying on laptops, taking status updates from their 45 hospitals in Florida who stocked up on blood and medication.
That does include the antivenom available at each of those facilities.
Antivenom for the snakes that wash out of the swamps. HCA deploys satellite phones and dozens of truck-sized generators. Hospitals get gas cards to help staff buy fuel for their own cars and toiletry kits for doctors and nurses who end up stranded.
Parking lots are cleared for helicopters.
Not all HCA facilities have a helipad, and physicians in Nashville look over medical charts to help decide which patients to fly out of harm's way. And when? Chief Medical Officer Jonathan Perlin says it's a matter of acting before it's too late, but after the track of the storm becomes certain.
If we make a decision to move a patient, we have effectively made a decision that we believe that the risk of the storm is greater than the risk of transport. And those are judgment calls.
HCA is still haunted by Hurricane Katrina when its New Orleans hospital went dark and required heroic efforts to evacuate. The company's emergency preparedness has grown from a one-man operation into a team that does nothing but think about what-ifs. It's an expensive proposition, says Mike Wargo, but he says HCA now views his team as a kind of insurance program for the system.
We can't be there for our communities, and we can't be there to sustain a business if we don't invest in readiness like this.
Even at HCA's scale, a few down hospitals quickly show up in the earnings report. Corporate charter flights were standing by before Dorian hit, ready to send down strike teams afterward to get everything back up and running. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
For the latest on Dorian, go to WUSFnews.org to stay informed.